Good afternoon. It's 40 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde has conceded defeat in the race narrowly won by Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, saying he will not pursue a recount. Hovde could have requested a recount because his margin of defeat was less than one percentage point at about 29,000 votes. But Hovde said today that he would not do that. Hovde would have to head to pay for a recount himself. Baldwin declared victory after the Associated Press called the race for her on November 6th, the day after the election. She outperformed Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin, who lost Wisconsin by about as many votes as Baldwin defeated Hovde. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is grappling with a case affecting whether the swing state's nonpartisan top elections official can remain in her post despite not being reappointed and confirmed by the state Senate. Republicans who control the state Senate tried to fire Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf last year. An attorney for the commission argued before the Supreme Court today that Wolf is validity holding her position as a holdover and the commission is under no obligation to appoint someone. But the attorney for Republican lawmakers argued the commission must appoint an administrator so the Senate can vote on confirming that person. The court will issue a ruling later. The Orchard Manor Committee of the Grant County Board has approved reducing the Orchard Manor Skilled Nursing Facility's licensed beds from 99 to 74. This decision reflects a thoughtful and data-driven approach to adapting to evolving healthcare needs and market conditions. The factors influencing this change include sustained census trends over the past 4 years, the financial burden of a $170 monthly state bed tax per bed, ongoing staffing challenges within the healthcare industry, and the growing preference for private rooms in long-term care. It is important to emphasize that this adjustment will not impact current residents, care, or valued staff roles. Orchard Manor remains committed to providing exceptional care with staffing levels aligned to meet the specific needs of its residents rather than the number of licensed beds. Orchard Manor administration will collaborate closely with state officials to ensure all necessary steps are completed to implement this change responsibly and comply with regulatory requirements. Orchard Manor remains dedicated to serving the community with compassion and professionalism and providing a safe, comfortable, and supportive environment for everyone in its care. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, have announced that $1 million in grants is available for the Teacher Training and Recruitment Grant Program to train and recruit teachers where shortages are most prevalent in Wisconsin. The grants, which cover 2 years of program costs, are available through DWD's expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward program. Wisconsin nonprofit organizations can apply for up to $500,000 to recruit, train, and license teachers to meet the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's guidelines for serving qualifying school districts. WFF program has funded two rounds of awards in 2020 and 2022 that benefited 10 schools' efforts to train, recruit, and mentor educators. Under the WFF program, the funds are only available to tax-exempt 501c3 and 501c4 nonprofit organizations. Applications are due by 3 o'clock Monday afternoon, December 16th. For additional information or to download an application, consult the grant program announcement and related grant program materials available at wisconsinfastforward.com/WFF_standard.htm. According to a 2023 report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum, the average annual teacher turnover rate from 2009 to 2023 was 11.5%, reaching an alarming 15.8% in the 2022-23 school year. This includes both the highest levels of teachers moving between districts and leaving the profession altogether. The report found that both rural and city districts, districts with large populations of low-income students, and students of color and small school districts were the most impacted. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced today that Wisconsin will receive over $101 million to help families lower their home energy costs ahead of the winter season. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program funding comes through government funding legislation with additional support from the bipartisan infrastructure law. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program is a federally funded program that helps households with their home energy bills by providing payment and energy crisis assistance to pay for gas, electric, and other methods customers use to heat their homes. Funding can also be used to weatherize homes to make them more energy efficient and during disasters and extreme weather to mitigate energy emergencies. Individuals interested in applying for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program can visit energyhelp.us or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline toll-free at 1-866-674-6327. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it awarded brownfield assessment services to the city of Baraboo to support the investigation of environmental conditions at a former manufacturing property. The award is from the DNR's Wisconsin Assessment Monies Program, which provides contractor services to communities to assess environmental conditions at eligible brownfield sites. A brownfield is a property where expansion, redevelopment, or reuse is complicated by real or potential contamination. Brownfields vary in size, location, age, and past use. The award will support the assessment of environmental conditions at the 0.28-acre property located along the Baraboo River. The city plans to transition the property to park use to increase public access to the river. The future park use will complement planned redevelopment efforts for housing and commercial use at adjacent sites. The property was most recently used for the storage and distribution of dairy products. Prior to 2004, the property was used as a foundry and machine shop for garment manufacturing and sales. Contamination has been found at adjacent properties. The award provides the city with funding to help foster redevelopment through an assessment of the environmental condition of the property. A crucial step forward for a pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has granted permits required for Enbridge Energy to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the land of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Enbridge must adhere to more than 200 specific conditions included in the permits to ensure it meets state standards for wetlands and waterways. Environmental and tribal activists remain opposed, citing potential wetland and wildlife destruction or contamination and potential oil spills. Enbridge must complete the 41-mile-long project around the Bad River Reservation by November 2027, hire DNR-approved environmental monitors, and allow DNR employees to assess the site during reasonable hours. Average gas prices rose slightly last week with a 1.7-cent bump. The average across the state is $2.83 today. This is 14 cents lower than a month ago and over 19 cents lower than this time last year. According to officials at Gas Buddy, the slight rise is to be expected after the significant drop in prices for several weeks. Several states saw gas prices jump or cycle last week. They will likely see prices decline at the pumps this week. The national average could potentially fall below $3 per gallon just before Thanksgiving. Before you head out to the woods, be sure you're checking your stand for safety. Tree stands are the leading cause of hunting-related injuries and deaths in the U.S. The statistics show about 1 in 3 hunters risk falling and facing serious injury. This is higher for archery hunters at 28% and firearm hunters around 13% of falling or nearly falling. You should inspect your equipment thoroughly before you plan to start hunting. Use a lifeline every time you climb. You should wear a full body harness at all times. Always follow the three-point rule and keep contact with your stand or tree at 3 points. Use a haul line for your gear and have a hunting plan that you share with someone you trust. Rather than sun lamps and more energy spent to beat the winter blues, maybe try out the Scandinavian concept of hygge. UW-Madison professor Klaus Anderson says spending more time with friends and family in cozy conditions is the key. Anderson says it's that sense of community and togetherness that can help push back the long dark of the winter months, and that sharing time with others can help keep us all a little happier. There were fewer citations and ejections at Saturday night's Badgers football game. UW-Madison police say only 17 people were cited while the Badgers and the Ducks played at Camp Randall. That included several underage drinking violations and a few trespassing and theft incidents. 16 people were tossed from the stadium. 2 people had blood alcohol contents over 2.20. A month-long jury trial begins today for a Shawano County man accused of homicide. Michael Ingold is accused of strangling a woman to death during an argument in the summer of 2022. The case has been scheduled for trial at least 3 times, only to be delayed as both sides went back and forth over the admissibility of evidence, including previous comments by Ingold and expert testimony. Today is reserved for the consideration of various motions, with the jury reporting for duty tomorrow, according to court records. A total of 23 days have been reserved for the trial, ending on December 20th. There will also be a break for Thanksgiving next Thursday and Friday. Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse, seeks to demonstrate God's love in a tangible way to children in need around the world, and together with the local church worldwide to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Since 1993, Operation Christmas Child has collected and delivered more than 220 million gift-filled shoeboxes to children in more than 170 countries and territories. Shoebox gifts prepared by donors and filled with toys, personal care items, and school supplies may be dropped off now during National Collection Week. Last year, about 866 boxes were dropped off at the Grace Community Church in Richland Center that area churches and individuals had collected. Grace Community Church will once again serve as a drop-off point this week. Shoeboxes may be dropped off tonight and tomorrow night from 5 to 7, Wednesday and Thursday from noon to 2, Friday from 5 to 7, Saturday from 10 to noon, and Sunday from noon to 2. If you would still like to make a donation to Operation Christmas Child's Christmas Shoebox Program, boxes are available in the entryway of Grace Community Church. The door is not locked, so you can pick up a box at any time and return it this week during the drop-off hours. Boxes delivered to Grace Community Church will then be taken to Madison drop-off point before being taken to Chicago to be inspected and sent on their way. Respiratory virus season is underway in Wisconsin, and it's common this time of year for people to seek antibiotics when sick. When used correctly, antibiotics can help you feel better and save lives. However, when taken unnecessarily, they can cause harmful side effects and contribute to antibiotic resistance. To recognize and raise awareness of the safe antibiotic use, Governor Tony Evers proclaimed this week as Wisconsin Antibiotic Awareness Week, and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is calling attention to the do's and don'ts of taking antibiotics. Antibiotics are only effective for treating certain infections caused by bacteria, and when taken correctly, can prevent and treat serious infections and save lives. However, antibiotics don't treat infections caused by viruses. According to the most recent report on Wisconsin outpatient antibiotic prescribing in 2021, nearly 33,000 prescriptions were written for patients with symptoms associated with viral illness, such as cough, bronchitis, and upper respiratory symptoms. So there is room for improvement in antibiotic prescribing practices in Wisconsin. DHS supports the efforts of healthcare providers in eliminating unnecessary antibiotic prescribing through provider education and engaging with work groups that connect healthcare providers from around the state. DHS also works in healthcare facilities around the state to review their organization's antibiotic use and prescribing trends. These efforts aim to reinforce proper antibiotic prescribing practices among healthcare providers. There are steps you can take to help prevent spreading antibiotic resistance and preserve the life-saving power of antibiotics. Use antibiotics only when needed. Take antibiotics exactly as directed. Complete the entire course of the antibiotic, even if symptoms disappear. Do not take someone else's antibiotics. The antibiotic may not work and may interfere with the correct treatment. Do not ask for an antibiotic when a doctor has determined it's not necessary. Ask a doctor about penicillin allergy. Some people report being allergic to penicillin, but common reactions to penicillin are often mistaken for an allergy. Dispose of antibiotics correctly. Safely dispose of unused antibiotics in a drug drop box. And find more information about safe antibiotic use and antibiotic resistance on the DHS website. The CDC and World Health Organization are warning against spiking levels of measles worldwide, as well as here in the U.S. The largely preventable and highly contagious disease has had 266 confirmed cases in the U.S. so far this year. Last year, worldwide, there was a 60% increase in measles cases as misinformation about vaccine safety led to declines in vaccination rates. In the U.S., vaccination rates fell to 92.7% for the 2023-24 school year. Over 100,000 people, mostly children, died last year from measles worldwide. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has announced that Wisconsin ranked number one throughout the country for the most prescription medications collected during the fall 2024 drug take-back collection. Wisconsin collected 55,493 pounds of unwanted medications this fall. Wisconsin has collected a total of 1,312,654 pounds of unwanted medications since drug take-back began in 2010 under the leadership of the Drug Enforcement Administration. Wisconsin ranks third in the nation for the most medications collected since inception, falling only behind Texas with 1,472,805 pounds and California with 1,428,799 pounds collected. Nationwide since inception, 19,200,440 pounds of unwanted medications have been collected during drug take-back events. The DEA leads two drug take-back days a year, one in the spring and one in the fall. DOJ partners with Wisconsin Department of Health Services to organize and promote drug take-back throughout Wisconsin. Drug take-back provides a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposal while also educating the community about the potential abuse and consequences of improper storage and disposal of these medications. While Drug Take-Back Day technically only happens twice a year, any day can be Drug Take-Back Day at one of Wisconsin's more than 500 permanent drug disposal boxes. These boxes are accessible year-round at law enforcement agencies, hospitals, pharmacies, and health clinics. Drop boxes are located at the Richland Center City Hall, the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Viola Village Hall, and Center Pharmacy. This November, the American Red Cross is asking donors to gather their friends and be there for patients by making a blood or platelet donation. Festive activities and busy calendars this time of year can disrupt normal routines, leading to a drop in blood donation appointments. Eligible individuals are encouraged to make donating blood a priority, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets. Two blood drives will be held Thursday. The first will be from 8:30 to 1:30 at Kickapoo High School. The second will be from 9 to 2 at the Richland Center High School. Those wishing to help patients make memories this holiday season can book a blood or platelet donation appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The cast and crew of Riverdale's one-act play, When bad things happen to good actors advance to the state competition, the group will perform Thursday night at 6:10 on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Governor Tony Evers and First Lady Kathy Evers invite the public to contribute ornaments for this year's Tribute to Our Troops holiday tree at the Executive Residence. The Tribute to Our Troops tree tradition began in 2005 and honors Wisconsin service members who have served or are currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Ornaments can be sent in honor of Wisconsin service members, past and present, in Wisconsin and abroad. The invitation is open to families of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guard members. All ornaments are welcome and can be personalized to honor fallen service members, those who are deployed overseas this holiday season, and all who wear the uniforms of the nation's armed forces. Please note that ornaments will not be returned to senders. To be included as part of this year's tribute to our troops, tree ornaments must be received no later than Tuesday, December 3rd, at SFC Liam Walsh, 6001 Manufacturers Drive, Madison, Wisconsin, 53704. The latest winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle are Saturday's winner, Quinton Kleinsaucer, Sunday's winner was Johnny Honer, and today's winner is Jesse Stellner.